It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Friday, and it's brought to you by Visit Cleburne, where you can make new traditions all year long right there in the Clear. Well, it's a Friday, fun day. We're kicking off an outlaw weekend. So it all coincides with a brand new list of country music's best drinking songs.
Yes.
In fact, they did due diligence on this one. They did the top 100 country music drinking songs of all time.
And that probably wasn't hard to find. Yeah. That was probably about 0.1%.
Scratch the surface on that little puppy right there. So we'll narrow it down and not here in the flashback name all 100, but notables in the top 20. Mickey Gilley starts off the top 20 at 20. Don't All the Girls Get Prettier Closing Time? Merle makes it quite a bit, just in the top 20 alone. There's plenty of Bo Cephas, Whiskey Benton, Hellbound at 17. Alan Jackson several times too, Papa Top at 16. But we'll do our top 10 here. Hank Williams Sr. and Jr. teaming up in that technological collaboration from years ago. There's A Tear in My Beer, number 10. Way back to the 60s for Roger Miller at number 9, Chug-a-Lug. Somebody did their due diligence on this. All right. Mm-hmm. Number 8, George Jones. Woo! White Lightning. Merle Haggard at number 7. I think I'll just stay here and drink.
Okay.
Bo Cephas yet again at 6. All my rowdy friends are coming over tonight. David Allan Coe. He never even called me by my name because he was drunk.
Yeah.
The day his mom got out of prison. Number 4, Whiskey River Willie. Bo Cephas again. Family tradition at number 3.
I'm sensing a trend.
Well, you would also probably with the possum, who lived out that trend.
Uh-huh.
And appropriately, number 2 on the list, If Drinking Don't Kill Me, George Jones. I don't know if it warrants that high a rating on the list of all the George Jones, but you could pick any one of them. But coming in, number 1, and it frequently does, no matter how big the size of the list of the best drinking songs, partying songs in country music history, but
number 1,
it always comes in. Garth's Friends in Low Places.
Slip on down, baby.
Because, and I believe I'm factually correct on this, of all the songs in the top 100, now, with George Jones, he may have been inebriated when he recorded some of them, but this is the only one on that list that there was actually drinking occurring while they were recording. You'll hear a beer open up towards the end of the song.
Blaming all on my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there.